Section 11. The Work in the Large American Cities.
New York. Subheading, The Message to Go On. While in New York in the winter of 1901, I received light in regard to the work in that great city. Night after night, the course that our brethren should pursue passed before me. In greater New York, the message is to go forth as a lamp that burneth. God will raise up laborers for this work, and his angels will go before them. Though our large cities are fast reaching a condition similar to the condition of the world before the flood, though they are a Sodom for wickedness, yet there are in them many honest souls who, as they listen to the startling truths of the Advent message, will feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit. New York is ready to be worked. In that great city, the message of truth will be given with the power of God. The Lord calls for workmen. He calls upon those who have gained an experience in the cause to take up and carry forward in his fear the work to be done in New York and in other large cities of America. He calls also for means to be used in this work. Testimonies, Volume 7, pages 54, 55, 1902. Subheading, New York, a symbol of work in the world. Those who bear the burden of the work in greater New York should have the help of the best workers that can be secured. Here let a center for God's work be made, and let all that is done be symbol of the work that the Lord desires to see done in the world. In greater New York, the Lord has many precious souls who have not bowed the knee to Baal, and there are those who, through ignorance, have walked in the ways of error. On these, the light of truth is to shine that they may see Christ as the way, the truth, and the life. We are to present the truth in the love of Christ. No extravagance or display should attend the work. It is to be done after Christ's order. It is to be carried forth in humility, in simplicity of the gospel. Let not the workers be intimidated by outward appearances, however forbidding. Teach the word, and the Lord, by his Holy Spirit, will send conviction to the hearers. Testimonies, Volume 7, page 38, 1902. Subheading, Working After God's Order. Our manner of working must be after God's order. The work that is done for God in our large cities must not be according to man's devising. In our work, we have to remember the way in which Christ worked. He made the world. He made man. Then he came in person to the world to show its inhabitants how to live sinless lives. Brother Blank, the Lord has given you an opening in New York City, and your mission work there is to be an example of what mission work in other cities should be. You are to show how the work should be carried forward, sowing the seed and then gathering the harvest. There are those who can unite with you in your labor, engaging in the work understandingly and in full sympathy with you. Your work in New York has been started in right lines. You are to make in New York a center for missionary effort, from which work can be carried forward successfully. The Lord desires the center to be a training school for workers, and nothing is to be allowed to interrupt the work. After the people have embraced the truth and taken their stand, then the Lord will prepare them to be educated for the full reception of Bible truth. You must select as helpers men who can carry the work forward solidly and thoroughly, laboring for the conversion of the whole being, body, soul, and spirit. A solid foundation laid upon gospel plans must be laid for the building up of the church. Letter 150, 1901. Subheading, Medical Missionary and School Needs of the Great Metropolis. We need a sanitation and a school in the vicinity of New York City. And the longer the delay in securing of these, the more difficult it will become. It would be well to secure a place as a home for our mission workers outside the city. It is of great importance that they have the advantages of pure water, free from all contamination. For this reason, it is often well to consider the advantages of locations among the hills. And there should be some land where fruit and vegetables might be raised for the benefit of the workers. Let it be a mission in as healthful a place as possible, and let there be connected with it a small sanitation. A place in the city should also be secured where simple treatments might be administered. Such a home would be a welcome retreat for our workers, where they may be away from the bustle and confusion of the city. The exercise called for in climbing hills is often a great benefit to our ministers, physicians, or other workers who are in danger of failing to take sufficient exercise. Let such homes be secured in the neighborhood of several cities, and earnest, determined efforts be put forth by capable men to give in these cities the warning message that is to go to all the world. We have only touched, as it were, a few of the cities. Medical Ministry, page 308, 1909. Subheading, The Best Help. To stop medical missionary work in New York will be the best thing that you can do. I have been shown that if in this work there could be men and women of experience who would give a correct representation of true medical missionary work, it would have great power in making a correct impression on the people. Letter 195, 1901. Subheading, Cosmopolitan Medical Evangelism. In New York, there are many who are ripe for the harvest. In this great city, there are thousands who have not bowed the knee to Baal. The angel said, Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. New York contains a part of the all people. We desire to see the New York year open with teachers at work in all parts of New York. There is a work to be done in the city. In our large cities, the medical missionary work must go hand in hand with the gospel ministry. It will open doors for the entrance of truth. Manuscript 117, 1901. Subheading, Startling Notices Detrimental. Some time ago, Elder Blank got out some very startling notices regarding the destruction of New York. I wrote immediately to the ones in charge of the work there, saying that it was not wise to publish such notices, that thus excitement might be aroused which would result in a fanatical movement hurting the cause of God. It is enough to present the truth of the Word of God to the people. Startling notices are detrimental to the progress of his work. I have sent cautions to the brethren working in New York, saying that these flaming, terrifying notices should not be published. When my brethren go to extremes, it reacts on me, and I have to bear the reproach of being called a false prophet. Think you that if I had said that New York would be destroyed by a tidal wave, I should have urged the purchase of property only 60 miles away from the city as a sanitarium site and a place from which New York could be worked? Letter 176, 1903. Subheading, Plans to Reach Businessmen. You should feel a decided responsibility for the working of New York City. The men in the business houses of New York and other large cities, as verily as the heathen in foreign lands, must be reached with the message. Letter 168, 1909. Subheading, Halls and Church Building Problems. Go to New York City. Look the ground over carefully and see whether it is advisable to purchase the hall and the land on which it stands. Perhaps the land could be leased for a term of years. I have been instructed that some such methods would have to be followed in the work in the large cities. If, after careful consideration, you decide that it is best to purchase the hall, we shall do all in our power to raise the money. But it is best to move understandingly. Pray, 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 for if possible, Satan will close the doors which have opened for the entrance of truth. The Lord desires a center for the truth to be established in the great wicked city of New York. I ask you to investigate the work in New York and lay plans for establishing a memorial for God in the city. It is to be a center for missionary effort, and in it a sanitarium is to be established. A determined effort must be made to unify our churches in New York and the surrounding cities. This can be done, and it must be done, if aggressive warfare in New York is successfully carried forward. Letter 154, 1901. Subheading, Results to Follow Proper Effort. God wants the work to go forward in New York. There ought to be thousands of Sabbath keepers in that place, and there would be if the work were carried on as it should be. But prejudices spring up. Men want the work to go in their lines, and they refuse to accept broader plans from others. Thus opportunities are lost. In New York, there should be several small companies established, and workers should be sent out. It does not follow that because a man is not ordained as a preacher, he cannot work for God. Let such ones as these be taught how to work, then let them go out to labor. On returning, let them tell what they have done. Let them praise the Lord for his blessing and then go out again. Encourage them. A few words of encouragement will be an inspiration to them. Life Sketches, page 385, 1915.